Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our worship service here at Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you have tuned in to us on Facebook Live, and we look forward to worshiping the Lord together as we look to the Word of God, as we sing hymns together, as we go into His courts with praise. I pray that your hearts and minds will be knit together even though we are separated in our different homes. And our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to the book of Job, and we're looking specifically at Job chapter 6. We're early on in the interaction with Job and his friends, and he has just been talked to by Eliphaz. Eliphaz has basically said, you've sinned, Job, and as a result of that sin, God is judging you. And so Job is seeking to respond to his friend because in his own heart and mind, he hasn't done anything wrong. And so he responds to Eliphaz, and in verses 8 through 10, I want to focus there. He says this, "Oh, that I may have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for, even that it would please God to destroy me, that He would let loose His hand and cut me off. Then should I have yet comfort. Yea, I would harden myself in sorrow. Let Him not spare. For I have not concealed," or better translations, "I have not denied the words of the Holy One." You know, the book of Job is a tremendous book for believers to study, especially in times when they're going through great difficulty or trial or perhaps a medical issue that has put them down and they are weakened by that. Because the book of Job helps us to understand that there are a lot of things that go on that we don't know about. And there is a great tension that we find in the book of Job between what Job knew on this side of heaven and what God was doing in heaven and what God understood and what God was planning and His purposes. Many times, folks, we don't know the things that God is doing. We certainly don't understand, for the Bible tells us that His ways are not our ways and His thoughts are not our thoughts. And so there are many times that we may be troubled because we don't understand why certain things are happening to us or why things are unfolding. And specifically at this time, now a month into this coronavirus situation, which has brought the whole world to its knees, we don't understand. We don't know fully the purposes of God. And Job here cries out as he's accused by his friend Eliphaz of committing sin. He cries out to God and said, "Oh, that I might have my request, and that God should grant me the thing that I long for." And then we find out what he's longing for. He's longing to die. He wants to be delivered from all this. He doesn't understand why it's come. He doesn't know why he's lost all of his children. He doesn't know why he's lost his great vast holdings, cattle, buildings. All of that stuff is gone now. Even his wife has told him to curse God and die. He seems all alone at this particular time. And so he cries out to God and says, "God, take away my life. Give me my request. I've done nothing wrong." And that's what he says in verse 10, "For I have not denied the words of the Holy One." I've done nothing wrong, but I don't understand. Lord, just continue to fire your arrows at me and take me out of this world so I can be delivered. But think about what he would have missed. He would have missed all the glories of the teachings that we find out in this particular book. And then when we get to the very end, God gives to him his children. He gives to him all of his holding backs and much more. And God takes care of his servant. And he learns some powerful lessons. Don't be short-sighted, Christian. As we look at this pandemic and we see all the things that are happening and wondering about the economy and what's going to happen with all the things in the future, is this going to be a normal procedure now for the future? Let's not worry about those things, and let's just honor God, and let's be faithful to Him. And so I want to encourage your hearts this morning that though we feel like Job sometimes, let us not give up. Let us not quit. Let's be faithful to the Lord and understand and know that His will is perfect, and His glorious outcomes are even greater. So let's honor the Lord today as we sing our songs and as we pray and as we look to God's Word, and may we know His best in our lives.